Hundreds of strip club workers and their supporters marched through the French Quarter last night. They were protesting police raids on clubs that have left them out of work. WWNO's Jess Clark was there.
In the crowd was a petite strip dancer with long platinum blonde hair who uses the stage name Taylor. She preferred not to give her full name to protect her safety. Normally, Taylor strips for two clubs in the French Quarter. But since the raids, the clubs have had their liquor licenses suspended, effectively shutting them down. Police say they found evidence of prostitution, drug use, and other illegal behavior, like inappropriate touching. Taylor says for the last 2 weeks, she's had to drive to Alabama to find work.
Because if not, my kids wouldn't have food in their mouth, and they wouldn't have a roof over their head, and I would have to drop out of school.
The New Orleans Police Department and the State Office of Alcohol and Tobacco Control say the raids are part of a crackdown on human trafficking. In recent years, several women have reported being trafficked out of French Quarter strip clubs. But many club workers, like Taylor, feel police are putting attention in the wrong place.
If you really wanted to solve this problem, you wouldn't be looking in the strip clubs. You'd be looking on the streets, because that's what you're going to end up doing, is pushing these women out of the clubs, out of their safe zone, and pushing them on the streets to where they do get a pimp.
Several clubs reached a settlement with the state that will allow them to reopen as early as this weekend. But there may still be fewer strip clubs open heading into peak Mardi Gras season. In New Orleans, I'm Jess Clark.